Welcome. The habit we're seeking to install for these next 66 days is Exodus. Exodus. There's the ancient story of the Exodus from Egypt. And a very wise person said, quote, "The Exodus occurs in every human being, in every era, in every year, even in every day." So right now we're in the midst of this global pandemic. It's a very difficult spot. In some way, every human being is being squeezed, if not financially, then emotionally, if not emotionally, then physically, because supposedly if you have COVID, it feels like someone is squeezing a belt around your chest. We're all being squeezed because we have to move out of this place and into a new place. We have to make the exodus. If you've taken my meditation programs before, you know I don't talk about God very often, but my rabbi, Rabbi Alush, has been such a positive light in the community during this pandemic. And he spoke about the story of God asking Moses to redeem his people from slavery and lead them out of Egypt. And Moses says, "How can I do that? I'm a stutterer." And God just repeats the command, "Lead the people out of Egypt." The lesson is powerful. We cannot allow ourselves to be defined by any of our sicknesses, including mental ones. God ignored Moses' claim that I'm a stutterer because God does not believe in claims that aim to limit the endless potential of his creatures and squeeze them into self-made mental prisons. We may stutter, but we are not stutterers. We might have a disease, but we are not the disease. A part of our body or mind may be diagnosed as unhealthy, but our deepest core remains good, pure, divine, and limitless. The Exodus is your calling to come out of this time of struggle by realizing impossible is nothing. Who you are at your core is limitless. But if you don't evolve now, you'll never evolve. And yes, the pandemic will leave some people down for the count because they will forever identify with the squeeze, with what went wrong, with the struggle. But for those who recognize the age-old lesson, the exodus occurs in every era. And this is our moment to leave our disabilities behind. Personally, I have been so empowered by the pandemic. I told you in a previous meditation, I'm empowered to share and bring a peaceful track of thinking to people during this stressful time. To somebody who's trapped in fear, I hope to offer a mental exodus to thinking peacefully, feeling peacefully, living peacefully. And I learned the hard way. During the recession in 2008, I've told some of you before, I was frozen. I did not know what to do. I was teaching yoga workshops back then. And let me tell you, there were no more yoga workshops being offered during the recession. I had to walk away from my condo in LA. I totally lost my swagger. I remember the lowest point, I was liquidating the appliances in my condo on Craigslist, and this lady came to the condo to buy my dishwasher with her kid. And she was like, "Why are you selling your dishwasher?" And I explained to her that I had to walk away from my condo because the recession. And she looked at me and she was kind and compassionate. And she said, "You'll get through this." And it was a low point. I was not moving forward. I was stuck there. And now I know, having learned the hard way, don't get stuck. When you're getting squeezed, make the exodus. We each have our stutter, but that does not prevent any of us from moving forward, from choosing a different path emotionally, mentally, physically. Remember, the overall theme of this program is to trust your journey. And when it comes to trusting your journey, we all have the hard parts of the journey, the dark parts, the scary parts. But what's so unique about this pandemic is that we are going through the hard, dark, and scary with all of humanity together at once. You can feed off that energy. It's powerful. But you can also disconnect from that energy. It's easy to disconnect from it. So I want to share with you one more story from Alush. He's really shining so bright right now. And he shared last week how a member of his congregation tragically had to say goodbye to his elder father who died of COVID in Paris. He died alone. He was buried alone. And this member of the congregation cried to Rabbi Alush, and he said, "I don't understand how my father, who was so kind to so many thousands of people, had to die all by himself like this." And Alush shared with the whole community, quote, "His cry permeated my heart. And although we finite beings cannot always understand the infinite God and his mysterious ways, we can ask ourselves, what's the lesson here? What can be done to bring light in such a dark world? Perhaps the answer lies in this fundamental idea that what we see is not what there is. This coronavirus has, in many ways, demonstrated the unreliability of our physical senses. After all, they have betrayed so many of us profoundly for what they perceived as certain. Our well-being, our jobs, our future has become so uncertain. And suddenly we have come to the realization that the only senses that are reliable and trustworthy are our spiritual and intangible senses, such as our ability to love, our power to care, our duty to be kind and compassionate, our capacity to have faith. So yes, we're living in a world right now, there's a lot of suffering, people are dying alone. We can focus on that. But there has never been a time where all of humanity is going through something together. Can you feel that? Can you draw from that? Can you be part of that? Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Spread out, relax. If you can, close your eyes. Let's come to our centering thought. I am at one. I am at one. Feeling connected to all of humanity. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to those words to center yourself in the moment. I am at one. if your attention wandered, I am at one. Coming back to the moment. The habit that we are seeking to install for these next 66 days, exodus. The exodus occurs in every human being, in every era, in every year, in every day. To leave behind the part of you who is disabled and to move forward, identifying with that part of you who loves, who cares, who is kind and compassionate. To identify with that part of you who is connected to all of humanity going through this time together. Remember, I am at one. See you tomorrow. Peace.